Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here on Audioboo. A wild day. A wild day indeed. Another storm a brewing. What makes someone take to the streets? Why do I raise this subject? Well, because this wild weather has made me think about one person in particular, and that is a guy who several years now has walked this area between my hometown here and the adjoining towns, and has walked the road verges for years, and has never dressed himself appropriately in all weathers. It doesn't seem to bother him. I'd say now he's probably a guy in his late 40s, but I think when we first saw him, it was at least eight years ago, possibly 10 years ago, we noticed him walking. And the reason we noticed him walking wasn't just the fact that he had long grey and black hair and a similar coloured long beard, but he had a big waterproof jacket on. But his trousers were tattered. And when I say tattered, I mean there was more air than material. And he always wears wellies. Even in the height of summer, you can pass him walking the verges with his big wellies on. Now, four years ago, he got a new pair of trousers. He got a pair of orange waterproof trousers. I can imagine what they're like to wear. They're not oilskins. Well, they're termed oilskins, but they're not. They're in synthetic material. But they're designed for working in extremely wet or oily conditions. And they're not comfortable to wear, for everyday use. But you could spot them a mile away because of these new bright orange oilskin trousers inside these wellies. By about 2 years ago, these trousers were in tatters again. And by now, I passed them the other day there. Again, we're back to the stage where there is more air and skin than there is trouser. And yet this guy, when you pass him, he always seems to have a half smile, a kind of wry smile on his face, as if to say, look at you all, driving along in your big trucks and cars with air conditioning and radios and all mod cons and all your worries. And here's me, I've got no worries. I'm enjoying life. I'm living the life I want. Well, I don't know if that's what he's thinking. But all I can say is, if you passed him now, you'd see him. Trousers and tatters, big wellies, even longer hair and grey beard. Still with that kind of wry smile on his face. I say that unless he's had a stroke. But I don't think so. Anyway, this guy has obviously chosen this way of life because nowadays he would get so much help from the government. I know this because I have a relation who works in the government offices that deals with all aspects of what they call benefits in this country. And he's told me what that guy would get. Now, it's not a fortune, but if he's living on his own, he would get this, he would get that, he would be looked after. If he had accommodation, he'd get his roof tax, his council tax paid for, and he'd get assistance. Now, I don't even know if this guy's even bothered about that. How is he living? I have no idea how he lives. I take it that he does get money from somewhere, because apart from his bedraggled appearance, he's always out marching and walking in all weathers. You wouldn't do that if you weren't eating and looking after yourself. So my guess is he's taking his financial sustenance and looking after his belly, at least, and his body internally. And other than that, no one even knows. I say no one. No one I've ever spoken to who knows this guy, or have seen him. They don't know him personally, I mean. have no idea where this guy stays. They've never seen him go in or come out of a house, a flat, or anything. He just seems to appear. So is he sleeping wild? Well, if you looked at him, you would assume he was sleeping wild. He might be sleeping in an old caravan somewhere. That might be his accommodation. But he's always out in all weathers. Well, why? Why did this guy decide to take to the streets and live that way? And not just live the way he's living, and by walking the verges of the busy roads, or all roads to be honest with you, all times of the day and night, with bedraggled and tattered, absolutely tattered trousers. I mean, you would swear it's threads that's holding them up. Now, if you walked into any of the charity shops in this town in particular, or any town, and said, could you spare me a pair of trousers? I'm absolutely 100% confident that they would say, come in, we'll get you a nice pair of trousers. And they were giving them free, I know that. But he obviously makes a decision that he doesn't want to have a new pair of trousers. He wants to wear these trousers until there is no longer any junction between the waistband and the ankles. In other words, when they totally fall down. Now, when I say totally fall down, if you look at him just now, you can, he has actually got underpants, but he wears boxer shorts. I'm not quite sure the condition of the boxer shorts, but there's so little material in these trousers that you can see his boxer shorts. I think they're striped if I remember. Although I wasn't paying too much attention, I have to mind. But no, I'm not laughing at this guy. I am absolutely not laughing at him. What I'm saying is, or basically what I'm asking is, what makes someone like that, who was obviously a much younger man, you know, 8-10 years ago, take to that form of living, take to the streets, in other words, and not just take to the streets, but live the way he is, unshaven, unkempt, tattered trousers, big wellies, no matter how hot or cold the weather is, the wellies are on. So, what does that all mean? Guess I could speculate and say he could have been working in the finance departments, stocks and shares, high business, high profile, high stress, high risk, and just crashed out. But then, people do crash out of things like that. They crash out of normal life, maybe something that's happened in relationship, they crash out of that, they crash out of work due to all manner of means. But most of the people that, in fact, virtually every other person that I have seen in cities and towns have never been in the state this guy's in. And yet, he appears to be perfectly happy with his situation. And I often wonder, as I said previously, when I pass him with that wry smile on his face, is that what he's doing? Is he actually having a right old smirk at the world and saying, sod it, I had all that. I don't want to be a part of that anymore. I'm happy with this life. I'll get up when I want. I'll go where I want. I'll eat what I want. There's nobody to tell me what to do. No bosses, no stress, no responsibilities. Just me and the world. And his own world, that is. And I suppose in a way, if that was the case, we could admire, maybe not his appearance and his bedraggled attire, we could admire his philosophy, assuming that he chose that philosophy, that way of life, of just dropping right out of the world, dropping out of society. So what makes people do that? What makes people take to the streets? Literally take to the streets. And I'm not talking about people who are just generally down and out. Because as I said, this guy has got choices. He could be better dressed, he could be clean shaven, he could have some kind of proper accommodation. And yet he chooses not to have. Maybe he is a lot happier than most of us. I don't know. I'm only guessing. There you go. I'll tell you what though. He is one hardy bugger. Absolutely hardy bugger to walk the road verges in the winter, in snow, with virtually no trousers to wear, just his boxer shorts. He's a hardy bugger. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.